"We say these things," he asserts, "so you aren't unaware of what happened to us. Indeed, we've firmly tried for you to understand our situation, which reflects a deep love." This sentiment was even conveyed in his previous letter. As he noted, "There's a significant opportunity for effective work for me in Ephesus, but also many opponents." Bringing to their attention the challenges he encountered, he states, "I don't want you to be oblivious to the adversity that came upon us in Asia," and he echoed this in his letter to the Ephesians. Having sent Tychicus to them, he offered as the basis for his journey. "So," he said, "in order for you to also understand my situation and my condition, Tychicus, the loved brother and trustworthy servant in the Lord, will inform you of everything. I dispatched him to you specifically for you to be knowledgeable about our circumstance and for him to console your hearts." He does this in other letters too. Far from being needless, it's incredibly essential because of his deep affection for his followers and their constant trials. Knowing each other's experiences could be a great comfort. Therefore, if the situations were unfortunate, they could prepare to be spirited and more secure against stumbling, or if things were well, they could share in the rejoicing. Here he mentions not only being freed from trials, but also being besieged by them, stating, "We were heavily burdened beyond our capacity, like a ship sinking under a heavy load." It might appear he's only saying the same thing twice, "heavily" and "beyond our capacity." However, he's making two different points. He clarifies, "The danger was not only huge, but it was more than we could handle, to a point where we even despaired for our lives."